On behalf of our center and our partners, the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to our audience here in New York, as well as our larger virtual audience participating online today. The Event 201 scenario is fictional. Today's scenario is going to simulate meetings of a multi-stakeholder group called the Pandemic Emergency Board.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
There's been some conspiracy theories that are around about the potential that pharmaceutical companies or the UN have released this for their own benefit.
And maybe this is a time for us to showcase some cases where we are able to bring forward some bad actors and leave it before the courts to decide whether they have actually spread some fake news.
A new coronavirus. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia.
In related news, a significant demand for personal protective equipment like N95 masks and gloves are on the rise. Patients are overwhelming healthcare facilities. People are avoiding public spaces out of fear of infection and in compliance with public health recommendations. Our U.S. affiliate has just released polling results on public expectations for a vaccine, and 65% of those polled are eager to take the vaccine, even if it's experimental.
I'm not optimistic about having a vaccine in time to be relevant during this pandemic.
With enough money and political will, anything is possible.
Penalties have been put in place for spreading harmful falsehoods, including arrests.
If the solution means controlling and reducing access to information, I think it's the right choice.
The world saw large-scale protests and in some places riots. This led to violent crackdowns in some countries and even martial law. The public lost trust in their respective administration. Economists say the economic turmoil caused by such a pandemic will last for years. The societal impacts, the loss of faith in government, the distrust of news, and the breakdown of social cohesion could last even longer. We have to ask, did this need to be so bad?
Event 201 took place 5 months before COVID-19 was declared a pandemic. The participants of the event are some of the same people that are now deeply involved in the real pandemic and profiting from it as well. Event 201 was a scripted, multi-camera, live event that was broadcast globally via the internet. An event of this complexity and magnitude would take months to write, prep, and produce, placing the conception date at least 1 year prior to the actual pandemic.
There is no question that there will be a surprise outbreak.
Anthony Fauci knew as early as January of 2017 that we would see an outbreak before the end of 2020. Even Bill Gates, a man with no medical training, knew it was coming.
If we start now, we can be ready for the next epidemic.
Some countries have banned travel from the worst affected areas.
The president has made a decision to suspend all travel to the United Kingdom and Ireland.
Dis and misinformation circulating over the internet.
Across the world, misinformation about the virus is being shared online.
A significant demand for N95 masks and gloves are on the rise.
The demand for N95 masks to prevent the deadly airborne virus has surged.
We could eventually have 52 million treatment courses per year, but it will take many months to get there.
We're still many months out from having something that we can really deploy to the public.
And 65% of those polled are eager to take the vaccine, even if it's experimental.
A new poll finds that 49% of Americans say they would get a COVID-19 vaccine should an effective one be discovered.
I'm curious, who wrote the Event 201 script? If the visionaries of the event knew at least 1 year in advance what was needed, why didn't they take care of those things? Considering that Bill Gates has donated half of his fortune to make the world safer, why didn't he help to better prepare our hospitals and frontline workers? Why didn't any of the event's wealthy sponsors do something?
Now here we are. You know, we didn't simulate this. We didn't practice.
On behalf of our partners in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
So both the health policies and economic policies, we find ourselves in uncharted territory.
Event 201 was not the first scripted exercise to prophesize the future with astonishing accuracy. Leaders of global health and business have been seeding reality with fictional scenarios for several decades.
The scenario obviously is fictional.
1 year prior to Event 201, many of the same sponsors, hosts, and actors came together to produce a tabletop pandemic simulation for a fictional virus they branded Clade X.
1 year to produce a vaccine for this is too long.
We should have stockpiled, we didn't, but we're going to have to look at that vaccine question to see if we can speed up the delivery.
And if we do not have the public with us, we're in big trouble.
In 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation released a 54-page document called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. Page 18 features the pandemic scenario, lockstep. A world of tighter top-down government control and authoritarian leadership, with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. China's government was not the only one that took extreme measures to protect its citizens from risk and exposure. During the pandemic, national leaders around the world flexed their authority and imposed airtight rules and restrictions, from the mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks at the entries to communal spaces like train stations and supermarkets. Even after the pandemic faded, this more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities stuck and even intensified.
It's the United Nations in lockstep with the World Economic Forum in what they are boasting will be the great reset of all our economies and of all our personal liberties.
Now is the historical moment, the time.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again.
We must not miss this unique window of opportunity.
Reading from the COVID-19 The Great Reset book by Klaus Schwab and his co-author, if no one power can enforce order, our world will suffer from a global order deficit. Think about that, reread that sentence. If no one power can enforce order, our world will suffer from a global order deficit.
In short, we need a great reset.
But how do the World Economic Forum and the United Nations intend to bring about this great reset they keep promising us? Well, they need national and state governments and other bodies to play along. And one of the key tools they are using is a three-word slogan, build back better.
We will build back better from the COVID crisis.
Build it back better.
To come back stronger and build back better.
Build Canada back better.
Build back better has bizarrely been the slogan for all sorts of different political groups around the world. Bill Clinton used it to promote the Clinton Foundation after the Haiti hurricane disaster.
The recent cholera outbreak serves as a stark reminder of the urgency we face to address the strengthened reconstruction efforts in Haiti to help the people build back better.
Haitian activists stage a protest outside Hillary Clinton's Manhattan office. The demonstrators claim billions of dollars were stolen through the Haiti Reconstruction Commission headed by Bill Clinton. They also say Haiti was used as a cover for foreign governments to funnel kickbacks of possibly hundreds of millions of dollars through the Clinton Foundation.
Given that Clinton himself was the one who coined this term, build back better, there's been very little transparency and accountability despite all these buzzwords, you know, sustainable development, community consultation.
Any disaster can be the perfect excuse to build back better by using the money that should be going to disaster relief to instead subsidize the UN agenda at the same time as making renewables investors very rich.
So behind the great Haiti disaster story, that is used to cover up what big pharma, big oil, big bank is actually doing.
The absolute first thing we have to keep in mind with the Great Reset is that this has absolutely nothing to do with any sort of virus or disease or anything of the sort. This is a coordinated agenda that has been years in the making. This isn't meant to end.
The so-called Great Reset, which is deliberately designed to strip away your liberties and your rights using the tools of oppression and the opportunity provided by the COVID pandemic.
Here we are now with an economy in crisis, but with an incredible opportunity, not just to build back to where we were before, but better.
it is I, your cute and adorable pal Grover, with a message for listeners of the Great Reset. I know a thing or two about resetting. I reset my alarm clock every morning. But you are talking about resetting the entire world.